Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode's going to be the Cisco Kid, but before we get into it, I welcome any new listeners that happen to hear me on Leo Laporte's Tech Guy show on Sunday. Today is Tuesday, so about 2 days ago. I want to welcome you and hope you guys enjoy. We do have separate feeds for every single one of our podcasts. So if you're not, let's say, a Cisco Kid fan, you can definitely subscribe to each individual show. To do that, either go to iTunes and search Old Time Radio Westerns, or you can also go in and each feed or each show has its own page, and on there is an RSS feed, a link to iTunes, and if you want to get on your smartphone, we do have a 3D barcode, or QR code, actually. So you can just take a picture, throw in the RSS feed that way. So I do want to welcome you guys. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode, like I said, is going to be the Cisco Kid. Original air date is November 12th, 1953, and the title is Blacksmith. Actually, I do have to mention this. Sunday night, President Obama mentioned that, you know, actually mentioned a historic thing, that Osama bin Laden was actually finally captured. He was subsequently killed during the battle, but he was pretty much captured. So, you know, I did want to at least mention that. If you didn't catch that, go to, you know, ABC News or wherever you get your news source from and check that out. Like I said, we're not a political show, but I did have to mention it. Of course, something a little more historic, I guess, would be in 1945 on May 1st, the Germans happened to mention that Hitler was dead. So this was from 1953, the Cisco Kid episode, so a few years before, you know, Hitler was declared to be dead, and we're still talking about it to this day. So this is definitely something for the history books, and I want to thank everybody for being a part of my show. Now let's get into it.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Blacksmith. In the course of his wanderings throughout the Old Southwest, unofficially helping the law, the Cisco Kid locked horns with many a bandit, but none smarter than the Reese boys, Earl and Curly, whose policy, whenever possible, was to have a cat's paw to take the blame for their nefarious doings. For example, Jetty Beecher, blacksmith in the frontier town of Sage Flats, was in line to be their next cat's paw. As our story opens, Earl and Curly are in their cabin some distance out of town on the north bank of Red Mud River. They're planning their next robbery.
About time we took the Sage Flats bank, ain't it, Earl?
Yeah, we're going to. As soon as that dumb blacksmith broke the heel.
Yeah, he's pretty well broke already, I'd say.
Yeah, but I want to be sure of him, Earl. We've given him enough money to interest him, and we've got him pretty well puffed up by telling him what a whale of an hombre he is.
Yeah, the simpleton.
But let's make sure.
I never saw anybody that swallowed praise any quicker than he does. Why, he...
Wait, Curly. Who's this rider coming?
I'll see. That's him.
The blacksmith?
Yep, he's riding fast.
Yeah, he sure is.
Oh, boy! Oh!
Yeah, howdy, Jetty. Oh.
Hey, from the looks of that coyote, you've been riding hard, blacksmith.
Well, had a ride hard, Curly. Yeah, sure had it. You hombres better pack up and get, yes, sir.
Yeah.
You better do it right now. I heard something. Something important.
Yeah, what'd you hear?
The sheriff and his deputy was at my shop this morning. I heard them talking how they was coming out here this afternoon to arrest you, hombres. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there now. Ain't that important? No?
Coming out here to arrest us, eh?
Well, ain't that important? Tell me, ain't it?
Yeah, sure is important, Teddy. You're a sharp one, no doubt about it.
Guess I ain't so stupid as some folks think. Guess I'm sharp, all right. All right.
Yes, sir, every time. Yeah, here's $10 for you, Teddy.
Oh, say, well, by ginger, I'm much obliged, Earl.
All right. Yeah,
I'll ride back and meet the sheriff and his deputy and tell him you ain't home. I'll tell him,
You tell him nothing, Teddy. You understand?
About
you them, won't even you? Meet him. You'll ride the long trail back to town, and you'll keep your mouth shut about this.
Yeah, but Earl...
Now, look, you dumb fool.
Easy, Curly. Now, quit that talk. Jetty's sharp, you see?
Yeah.
He's so sharp, he's going to keep his mouth shut about this.
Yeah.
You got that through your head, Jetty?
Me? Yeah. I got it through my head. I'm so sharp, I'm going to keep my mouth shut about this. Sharp.
Get going. By the long trail.
Yes, sir. The long trail.
Now, we'll get ready to welcome the sheriff, Curly. And this time, it'll be with bullets.
But, Cisco, Señor Jerry not remember us, no?
Oh, I think he will, Pancho. Jerry is not too bright, but he should be able to remember back 2 years.
He should remember Cisco. Cisco saved his life.
Yes, wait, Pancho, wait.
What?
Someone is riding this way. Looks like the sheriff.
Si, and the deputy.
What is there, Señor Sheriff?
What is there, Señor Sheriff?
Howdy. Who are you, hombres? Where are you going?
I'm the Cisco Kid, and this is mi compañero, Pancho.
Si, Pancho.
Oh, yeah?
We are on our way to Sage Flats to see Jerry Beecher.
We not see Jerry for 2 years, Sheriff.
Oh, I heard him speak about you two, but never met up with you, though. Come on, deputy, we got work to do. Get up!
You ride on now, Cisco?
No, wait a moment, Pancho.
Why?
The sheriff and his deputy are heavily armed. That must mean they are going on a raid.
What raid? Where?
They are riding in the direction of that cabin we passed on the riverbank, just around that bend.
Might be bandidos in that cabin, Cisco.
Well, I do not know. But if someone should get hurt, they might need our help. So we will wait here, Chico, and see if anything happens.
Coming, Curly.
Sheriff and the deputy?
Yeah. Now, you stay in here, see? Just stand by that open window with your rifle and keep that hair trigger temper of yours, Curly. I'll stand here in the doorway. Reckon that's near enough, Sheriff.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what do you want out here?
I'm taking you two hombres with me on suspicion of that bank robbery over in Pine Center last night.
You're taking us, huh?
That's right, Curly. Get out of your horse, deputy.
Yep.
I said that was near enough.
Curly, I'm walking over to that window after your rifle.
You heard what I said, Sheriff? Now, if you're smart, you and your deputy get back on them horses and bamboos pronto.
Come out here to do a job, and we're doing it. I'll just take that rifle, Curly.
You won't get the rifle, but you'll sure get what's in it. Watch your deputy, Earl. He's wrong. That's the way to plug him.
Blast it all. I didn't want to have to do that. Come on, Curly. Let's get our horses and get out of here. Fast.
You're right, Cisco. Trouble's here.
Hey, Pancho. Padel. Ho, ho.
Oh, no, trouble's here.
Madre mia. Both the sheriff and the deputy are down on the ground.
Good thing we hear shoots right back here, Cisco.
You take care of the sheriff, Pancho. I'll have a look at the deputy.
The sheriff moves, Cisco. The sheriff's still alive.
I'm glad of that, but the deputy is dead, amigo. Oh. There's nothing I can do for him.
Pancho thinks the sheriff lives, Cisco. He looks like he's asleep right now, but Pancho thinks the wound not killed the sheriff.
Find up the wound, Pancho. And we will take the sheriff to the doctor in town.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, I will take a look in this cabin.
Careful, Cisco. Bad hombres might be there.
I do not think they are, amigo, but I will be careful.
Might be behind the door, Cisco.
We will see by opening this door quickly. As I thought, they have gone, Pancho. Probably we could pick up the tracks of their horses and follow them. But getting the sheriff to the doctor is more important than that.
But you got the wound, old man, Cisco.
Bueno. Then let us be going.
You better let me do the talking, Curly. No need to get this dumb ox Jetty too suspicious.
Go ahead.
How are you getting there, Jetty?
Well, howdy, Earl. Howdy, Curly. Sit down and we'll have a good chin fest.
Yeah,
I like to talk.
Well, we ain't got time to talk, Jetty. You see, me and Curly had a little trouble with the sheriff and his deputy. Oh. They tried to arrest us for nothing, you know. And when we refused to go with them, they fired at us.
Yeah.
Well, you're a mighty smart hombre, Jetty. You know a man's got a right to defend himself.
Oh, well, yeah. Sure, I guess he has. Yeah. I guess I know that, Earl.
But don't say nothing about it to anybody.
Oh, please. No.
I told you Jetty was mighty smart, Curly.
Yeah, I can see he is.
Oh, well, I guess I know a thing or two. Yeah, a thing or two, yeah.
Well, now, the reason we rode in to see you is this, Jetty.
Yeah.
We're coming back here after dark tonight, and we want to be sure you'll be here.
Oh, yeah. We'd like to have you help us
get our money.
Money?
Yeah, you know, the people that run this bank here in town are crooked, Jetty.
Oh.
Me and Curly just found that out.
Biggest crooks I ever heard of, Jetty.
Yeah, we got money in that bank, but them crooked hombres won't let us draw it out.
They won't?
No.
Why, them crooks.
That's what I think, Jetty.
Why, they're the biggest crooks I ever heard of.
You're right, Jetty. Yeah. Now, what you think we better do about getting our money out of that bank,
Well,
We better go get it tonight, hadn't we?
Why, yeah. That's the thing to do, Earl. You better go get it tonight.
Yeah, you see, Curly? I knew Jetty'd give us the right advice.
Oh, yeah, sure. Go take your money, yeah, sure.
Mighty smart you are, Jetty. Me and Earl knew you'd set us right.
Now, you be here after dark, Jetty.
Yeah.
And maybe we let you help us get our money. But, you know, not a word to anybody.
Oh, no. Not a word to nobody.
Now remember. Come on, Curly.
Hold it, Earl.
What's the matter?
Up the street.
Yeah?
Them hombres that rode past our cabin.
Yeah, they're riding right this way, too. Come on, back in the shop.
All right.
Jetty, a couple of hombres are coming this way. We don't want to see them.
We're going to climb up in your loft.
Yeah, get our horses out back into your stable. You understand?
Yeah. Your horses into your stable.
Oh, your stable.
And then come back here into the shop quick.
Yeah.
And if anybody comes in here, don't tell them about the horses or about us. Now, come on, get up that ladder, Curly, and hustle.
Well, here's Jetty's blacksmith shop, Pancho. Hold up.
Oh, look. Pancho, that here's Jetty's anvil, Cisco.
No, nor do I. But Jetty is probably around here somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Oh, here he comes around the corner of the shop. What is this, Jetty?
What is this, Jetty? Is Cisco and Pancho come to make the call on you?
Do you remember us?
Cisco and Pancho.
Sí.
Yeah. Howdy, Cisco. Howdy, Pancho. Come on in the shop and we'll have a chin fest. I like to talk.
And Pancho like to talk too, Jetty. We see who talk the most, no?
Yeah. Come on in. Wait a minute. Earl said not to tell nobody. Come on, I'll ask him. Hey, Earl and Curly, you can come down out of that loft. It's only Cisco and Pancho.
Oh, that blasted fool.
You mean Earl and Curly Reese, Jetty?
Yeah, they're friends of mine, too, so...
Me, the hombres who shot the sheriff and the deputy, Pancho.
That did the sheriff tell us, Cisco, when he get conscious again.
Come on down, hombres. You are just the ones we want to talk to.
Sure, we'll come down after we gun you two down.
Look out, Cisco! Pancho, see a gun up there!
Cut on!
Hey, Cisco, get shot! Cisco, not get killed! Cisco!
But as yet, we don't know how seriously Cisco is wounded. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Now, back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Blacksmith. After bringing the dead deputy and the wounded sheriff back to town, Cisco and Pancho rode to the blacksmith shop of Jetty Beecher. When Jetty, who was none too bright, called up to the killers hiding in his loft to come down, that his callers were only Cisco and Pancho, the killers at once opened fire and Cisco fell. Now...
Cisco!
I'm all right, Pancho. Get under cover quickly.
Pancho, get over here with you, Cisco. Pancho thinks you're killed.
Far from it, amigo. But when their bullets began to fan my face, I dropped on purpose.
Not scared, Pancho, that way again.
Where's Jetty?
He go out the door, Cisco. Now, you bandidos, come down here. Come down here. Yeah, they not answer.
I think I heard them leave that lock, Pancho.
How'd they leave it?
There may be a window up there. If so, they could get out that way. You stay here. I will go up and see.
If Cisco go, Pancho go.
As you wish, Chico, but stay behind me.
And careful on the ladder, Cisco.
Si, si. As I thought, they are gone, Pancho.
Huh?
There's a window up here, and the window is open.
They dropped down to the ground, Cisco?
No, there's a slanting shed roof just under this window. They dropped to that roof and then to the ground.
It's too bad they get away.
Si. Let us go down the ladder again. Come on.
Cisco, Pancho, you up
there? Si, Jetty. We're coming down now.
Pancho, I'd like to know why you got the bandidos up in your loft for, Jetty.
That girl and Curly Reese, they're good friends of mine, yeah?
Funny friends, Cisco, no?
I would think so. How did you get friendly with them, Jetty?
Well, they give me things. They give me money sometimes. They tell me I'm a smart hombre. Well, I am.
Si, of course you are. Tell me more about these two hombres.
Well, no, I can't, Cisco. They told me not to tell anybody about the bank.
About the bank?
Why do you think Jerry keep talking, Cisco? He tells you everything.
What about the bank, Jerry?
Well, I promised not to tell about getting their money out.
Is the bank in town?
Yeah. I don't understand what they started shooting for.
Jetty, Pancho and I are coming back here later on and talk with you at great length. Yes. It is plain you need to be talked to.
I like to talk.
See, and you will have the chance. But right now, Pancho and I are going to pay a call on these friends of yours, Jetty. Come, Pancho.
I told you that blacksmith was a simpleton, Earl. Sure gave us away that time.
All right, but he didn't do it on purpose, did he?
Well, if Cisco had started shooting, we'd be just as dead as if he had given us away on purpose.
From what you tell me, the Cisco kid don't shoot to kill. He only draws his gun when he has to. As far as Jetty's concerned, we can still use him to rob that bank.
With Cisco tracking us, you riding through all the soft earth he can find in order to leave plain tracks for him to follow?
Sure. We're going to capture Cisco and that sidewinder with him.
Capture him?
Yeah.
Why not dry gulch him?
Look, Earl, he's no good to us dead. Alive, he will be.
How so?
Well, we'll capture him and the other one and tie him up. We'll leave him that old cave out behind the cabin. You and I are the only ones who know about that cave. Then when we go in to rob that bank, we'll take Cisco's neckerchief and his sombrero and leave him in the bank.
Oh!
And then, after Jetty gets through robbing the bank first, we'll kill him. Then, when they offer a reward for Cisco, we'll deliver him.
I see. Yeah. Hey, that ain't a bad plan, Earl.
It's a mighty good plan. Well, here's the cabin.
Hold on.
I'll water these horses, Shirley.
All right.
You go get them sawed-off shotguns of ours. Then we'll walk back and hide in the bushes at the top of the draw. Maybe this Cisco kid is a great fighter, but he ain't gonna jump a couple of shotguns. No man does that.
Yeah. That's a good plan, Earl. A mighty good one.
Those tracks very plain, Cisco.
See, they are, Pancho. If anything, they are too plain.
What Cisco mean by this?
Either those banditos are fools, or they are very careless, or...
What?
Or they are making their tracks so plain to be sure we can follow them.
Uh-huh.
I do not know which it is. But I do know I want to stop them from getting Jetty into trouble.
He think they friends with him. And Pancho not think so.
No, they are not. He said they gave him money sometimes.
Oh?
Said they tell him he is smart. And he said something about their getting money out of the bank.
Uh-huh.
They pretend to be friendly with him for some purpose. Oh, they have...
Oh, look. We not going any further, Cisco?
See, on foot.
Oh, Pancho not like to walk.
Well, then you can stay here and wait for me, Pancho.
Oh, no. Pancho like to walk, Cisco.
We are not far from that cabin. You are coming? Come on.
Pancho, come along, Cisco. But Cisco...
See?
You think Jerry now a bandido?
No, not of his own accord anyway, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I'm not sure, but I suspect those two mavericks are using him as a catchpaw.
Catchpaw? What a catchpaw, Cisco?
Someone who will do all the work and get all the blame in case of trouble.
Like a cat, Cisco?
Oh, quieto, Pancho. Quiet now. He's coming to that draw just before we get to the cabin.
Pancho, quieto.
I'll be glad when we get past those bushes on either side of the draw.
Horses' tracks go past the bushes, Cisco.
Say, but I am not sure.
Get
him
up,
that...
Cisco.
You too, fat one.
Fat one yourself.
Yeah, get him up this course. So help me, you're a dead hombre.
Say, my hands are up.
Yeah, keep him that way. Come on, Curly.
All right.
Hombre's got a shotgun, Cisco.
Sure they have.
Now turn around, both of you. And keep them hands up.
You are in command of the situation, hombre, so far.
Yeah. And I'm fixing to stay in command of it too, Cisco. Take a gun, Curly.
Yeah, I'm enjoying this.
Cisco get mad, you not enjoy it.
All right, I got him, Earl.
Now tie him up good, both of them. Then we'll show them to their quarters, Curly. The inside of that cave.
You, Cisco, Pancho, and I can get out of these ropes.
This rock I was lying on was just a little sharper. I think I could cut through the ropes on my wrist. As it is, I'm not sure I can.
Try, Cisco.
I am trying. I've been trying, and I will keep on trying.
And those hombres take Cisco's neckerchief and take Cisco's sombrero, too.
Si.
What for, Cisco?
The only reason I can think of is to make me a catchpaw, too, Pancho.
Hombres talk about the bank, no?
Si. I'm going to rob that bank tonight, Pancho, and I'm afraid for Jetty. One strand of the rope just gave way, amigo.
Oh, good. One give way, others give way.
Perhaps I can free my wrist without rubbing through another strand. The rope is stretching a little bit now.
Try hard,
Cisco. You see?
Harder.
I'm going to get my hands free.
Hurry, Cisco. It's dark now.
I see. Just as soon as I can get my ankles untied, I will free you, Pancho. There. Where are you, Pancho? I can see nothing.
Pancho, right here, Cisco. Here, Pancho, wrist.
Will somebody take your knife, too, Chico?
Take the knife and the bull whip and everything.
And then I will have to untie the knot. And so they tied it tightly, too.
Pancho, stress the wrist.
No.
Cisco. No?
That makes the knot tighter. Relax then, Pancho.
Hmm? See, Pancho, Pancho, do what you say.
Now the knot is coming loose. There we are.
Mm-hmm.
Now the ropes on your ankles.
Hit the ankles.
These ropes are much looser. There you're free, amigo. Come on.
Pancho, hope those hombres not get our horses, Cisco.
I do not think they would bother them, Pancho. They seem to be in a great hurry to get back to town. Ah, there's the starlight. Now we are out of that cave.
Diablo!
Loco! Aye, Pancho, wish you could whistle. Loco!
Easy, Diablo.
Bueno, Diablo, ya.
Easy, bueno, too.
Now we'll see about those banditos. And this time we will not walk into another trap.
Up, Diablo, come on.
Go!
But I've been thinking this over, Earl, and I don't know if I better do it.
Oh, sure, you better do it, Jetty. What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know.
Well, we know, don't we, Earl?
Easy, Curly, I'll handle this. Well, you said you'd help us, Jetty.
Well, I know, but...
And this time we're going to give you $20, Jetty.
Yeah.
Think of that, $20.
That's a lot of money.
You bet it is. Now, here's the back door of the bank. We've gone over the whole layout with you, Jetty.
Yeah.
As soon as we get in, all you gotta do is get them money bags from under the counter.
Yeah, that's where they keep the money. That new safe they ordered ain't got here yet.
Well,
you told us this was the thing to do. Get our money, didn't you?
But Cisco said he was coming back to my shop. I don't want to miss Cisco.
Oh, well, you can get this over with and get back before Cisco gets there. Can't he, Curly?
Yeah, I figure he can.
Nope. I changed my mind.
Look, Jetty.
I don't argue with him.
I'm going back to my shop.
You ain't going anywhere.
Not with this gun in your back, Simpleton.
Honest, fellas, I don't want to do this. Maybe it's your money, but to bust into a bank...
Jetty, we ain't going to fool no more with you. Either you do as Curly told you to, or I'll shoot you down.
Well...
I'm going to count to three. One.
No.
Earl, two. No.
Please, Earl,
I'll take that gun on me. I'll take that gun on me.
What are you...
Get back out of the way, Jetty.
Well, I can fight. I'll help you, sister.
Jetty, you hit the wrong one. You hit Pancho.
This time I'll hit the right man.
Oh. See, this time you did, Jetty. Now, if I can get this hombre under control...
You ain't getting me, Cisco. I'm leaving.
Oh, no, you're not. You're going to stay right here underground.
Oh.
Is there a deputy sheriff among you, senores?
Yeah, right here.
Then here are two prisoners for you to take. The Reese boys, killers of the other deputy.
Hey, deputy. Santo, Jetty, and Pancho's your soul as you hit Pancho.
Well, excuse me again, Pancho.
Oh, it's all right. Pancho just have a few loose teeth.
If you want to question us, deputy, we will be at Jetty's blacksmith shop.
See, and Pancho takes Cisco's neckerchief and sombrero from the bandidos.
We are going to have a good, long talk with Jetty.
Yeah, I like to talk.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho glad the deputy not arrest Jetty.
I am glad too, Pancho. Although Jetty had done nothing to be arrested for.
Uh-huh.
But he was rapidly heading for trouble.
He not know it neither.
Well, he knows it now. Uh-huh. We talked to him, Pancho, about right and wrong.
Right and wrong.
We had the judge talk to him.
The judge.
After that, we had him go to the sheriff's house so the sheriff could talk to him.
Jetty liked to talk, but he not get much chance to talk.
Well, the judge gave Jetty a parrot.
Parrot?
Si. He said that whenever Jetty felt like talking with strangers, to go in the house instead and sit down and talk with the parrot.
He's a good parrot, too, Cisco.
See, that reminds me, Pancho.
What reminds you, Cisco?
You know, I saw you having quite a conversation with that parrot.
Oh, yes, Cisco. Pancho talked to the parrot.
But, Pancho, you were speaking Spanish.
Huh?
Could the parrot understand what you were saying?
Oh, the parrot understand Pancho.
How are you sure?
Pancho say in Spanish, Polly want a cracker.
See. And how did the parrot answer you?
The parrot say, Madre mia, caramba. And Polly not want a cracker. And Polly want a big dish of frijoles and a gooseberry pie.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, at OTRWesterns, and don't forget to rate us on iTunes. OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to OTNetcast.com. Again, it's OTNetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.